are the living words of Albert Schweitzer, example is not the main thing in influencing others, it's the only thing. It's the example. People don't care what you say, they care what you do. People don't follow what you say, they follow what you do. Molière said, all men are alike in their dreams, and all men are alike in the promises they make. What makes them different is what they do. Diane Ackerman said, quote, I don't want to get to the end of my life and find that I lived just the length of it. I want to have lived the width of it as well. And you'll go through a lot of fears and a lot of doubt and a lot of questionings and what you don't understand. And I hope before this is over, you do. Forget what makes us different, because there's plenty of things that makes us different. I'm OCD. We have a lot of things that make us different. But when you watch the achievers, the people on stage, look for the commonalities. Look for the common traits of achievers. Artists such as Leonardo da Vinci and Raphael or Rembrandt. There's common traits among great achievers. Political leaders such as Constantine the Great, Gandhi, or George Washington. Military leaders, Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, or Genghis Khan. Explorers such as Marco Polo, Magellan, or Columbus. Writers, scientists, inventors, philosophers, religious leaders. Many differences in their life, different cultures. We're here today from different cultures. I remember one time I was in Argentina and a lady stood up and she said, you're not from around here, through her translator. You don't know us. And I remember sitting there saying, when you go to bed at night, what do you dream about? A better life for your family? Hope for the future? To be remembered well? To do good in your life? And she said, well, of course I dream those things. I said, then it doesn't matter the language we speak or necessarily the culture we live in or the country we live in, because we all dream the same dreams in different accents and different languages. They have common things that make them similar. Let me give you four. Four things that you will find in all great achievers. Four things you will find in the people that are being recognized today. Number one, they all have focus, specific intent. Everything you do, you must do with specific intent. Have you ever gone to talk to somebody and they say, you know, I would do this, but I'm 100% guy. I can't do this because I can't give it 100%. Y'all ever met someone like that? It's all, oh yeah, I would do it and I'd probably be really good at it, but I'm 100% person and I don't have the time to do this. Let me tell you something. I always politely look at those people and ask them if they have children and if they have a job. And if they have children and they have a job, then they're not keeping true to what they just said. The reality is this. It's not doing this 100% of the time. It's giving it 100% in the time you do it. So if you can give it 100% in the time you do it. But they all have focus. Everything they do with specific intent. There's a purpose that comes along. At a certain point, there's this purpose that matches where they're sitting in the seat. And they say, that's enough. This is going to be mine. I'm going to do this. And it's at that moment they separate themselves from everyone else and they realize that they've always been a lion. They recognize for the first time, I have been a lion my whole life. And the lion does not lose focus based on the opinion of a sheep. A lion stays focused through everything. They know that they have to keep going. Great achievers, everyone being recognized this weekend. They have this one characteristic. It's focused. You know, I've had people that'll say to me, well, how do you maintain balance in your life? I don't know how to maintain balance in my life. I've never maintained balance in my life. Sometimes I wake up and I think, oh, I'm so balanced. And 5 minutes later, I'm so out of whack. You ever had that happen? You're like, this is great. Everything's perfect. And 5 minutes later, where did the perfection go? I don't know what it's like to have balance in your life. Number one, they're all focused. Focused. Sometimes you're going to feel obsessed with this. Sometimes you'll have people around you say, you know, you're a little obsessed with this. And sometimes that's okay. What's wrong with being obsessed with things you're passionate about? What's wrong with being obsessed with the things in your life that give you joy? What's wrong with being obsessed with accomplishment? What's wrong with being obsessed with doing well in your life by doing good for other people? What's wrong with waking up in the morning thinking, today I'm going to make a difference in my life and I'm going to... Number one, they're all focused. Number two, they're always prepared. They're always prepared. Ferdinand Magellan decided early on he wanted to sail the seas. He studied geography, navigation, astronomy. And he was like most achievers in life. When knowledge wasn't in front of him, he traveled to knowledge. They readied themselves. Readying oneself for the moment is inherent in all great achievers. Benjamin Disraeli wrote, "The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his time when it comes." You must be prepared. You must practice. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book, The Outliers, The Story of Success, talks about 10,000 hour rule. And he says you're not an expert in anything until you've done it 10,000 times. In basketball, it's 10,000 free throws, 10,000 hours. Playing the piano, 10,000 hours. What you must do is find someone that's got 10,000 hours. Find a leader with 10,000 hours and maneuver your way on their shoulders. Stand on the shoulders of people with 10,000 hours. A common trait amongst all the achievers you'll see on this stage is perseverance. My dear friend Andy Andrews says, persist without exception. Keep moving. Keep moving. It's lonely. It stinks sometimes. You feel so insignificant. This common trait of perseverance is the one that drives me the craziest. I hate perseverance. Napoleon said the greatest attribute of a soldier is not loyalty, it's not courage, it's endurance. In our country, in the United States, at a critical time in the founding of our country, George Washington, you talk about feeling insignificant and alone. Perseverance is born and starts breathing when you feel most alone and most insignificant. And he walked in front of his troops that were freezing and they hadn't eaten and they hadn't been paid. And they weren't fighting as Americans, they were fighting as Virginians and Hampshiremen and Marylanders. And George Washington, this gentleman that felt very insignificant, who had not won many battles at all, ultimately would be considered the father of our country. But up until that point, he's losing and he's feeling insignificant, and he walked in front of his troops and he said, "Let only Americans stand watch this night." And those words from a gentleman that felt insignificant and alone, that was trying to find a way to keep moving, those words gave breath to the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. 1963, in this country, one of the greatest speeches in our country's history was given by Martin Luther King Jr. standing at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, who quoted, "Perseverance. Edison worked week after week without a full night's sleep. He'd take cat naps under his desk. Michelangelo painted without rest, in excruciating pain. He slept up on the scaffolding. They said that when he would come off, it had been so long, he would take his socks off and his skin would literally fall apart and come off with his socks. John Milton continued writing poetry after he was completely blind. Beethoven wrote some of his greatest works when he was totally deaf. Perseverance. He would cut off the legs of the piano, place it on the floor. He couldn't hear the music, so he would feel the music. There's times when you do this, and sometimes, whether you like it or not, you'll feel numb to some of it. You keep doing it. It's perseverance. It's perseverance. Number one is focus. Number two is always be prepared. Number three is perseverance. And number four, all great achievers, everyone that you'll see on this stage, every single body, every single heartbeat, every single soul that walks across this stage, they know there is a greater purpose. They know there's something bigger that moves them. Abraham Lincoln stated that he felt like he was a vehicle for God's work. When Handel composed the Messiah, he said that he disappeared and the work was completed by a power far greater than himself. It's not always spiritual, folks. They're great achievers. Some great achievers have great faith and others have no faith, but they know there's something greater than themselves. Sometimes it was to serve humanity. And they did things because they felt compelled to do them. March 23rd, 1775, Patrick Henry said, "The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have if life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. It's something bigger. It's something more compelling. It's more than focus now. It's more than perseverance now. It's more than preparation now. It's something inside of a man or a woman sitting in a room like this that compels them to want to be more, to do more, to give more, and to be a part of something significant in their life. In 1962, September, John F. Kennedy, we choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept. I'm going to do this because I must. I'm going to do this because it is hard. I'm going to do it because it's worth it. On June 18th, 1940, Winston Churchill said, "Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will say, this was our finest hour." I'm telling you right now, what you have to do is decide today, that you, my friends, are a lion. You are a lion. It doesn't matter what a sheep says to you. The opinions are meaningless, because when you walk out here knowing in your soul that your moment's coming and you must prepare, you must persevere, you must be ready, because we need you. This is your moment. Don't let go. Stay focused. God bless you. Thank you. I got the eye of the tiger.